brought to you by Penguin.
The Bilingual Brain and What It Tells Us About the Science of Language by Albert Costa, read by Luis Soto. 1. Bilingual Cradles. The Godfather, Part 2, tells the story of Vito Andolini, a boy around 12 years old who has fled by himself on a ship from his hometown of Corleone, Sicily. As the ship arrives in New York City, Vito Andolini becomes Vito Corleone, and so begins the Corleone saga in the United States. Much like Vito, between the end of the 19th century and the first quarter of the 20th century, some 12 million people went through a United States immigration inspection on Ellis Island. Most of these immigrants, who were looking for a better future, came from European countries. When they arrived at the island, they had to answer a suitability questionnaire in which, among other things, they were asked about their country of origin, financial resources, and health. The luckier ones spent about 5 hours on the island and were eventually allowed to enter the country. Those who weren't so lucky spent much more time on the island, were placed in quarantine, where Vito was kept and suffered from smallpox, or were deported to their countries of origin. Interpreters, whose mission was to help newcomers formalize entry papers and interact with immigration officials, were key figures during this process. They were indispensable because Ellis Island was like a modern version of the Tower of Babel, where people came into contact with many different language backgrounds, from Italian to Armenian to Yiddish and Arabic. These migratory waves were so intense, it is estimated that currently around 100 million Americans share some kind of ancestry with the immigrants who passed through that island. Among them is my son, Alex, whose great-grandparents also entered the United States there. It seems clear that a good number of these people prospered enough to form family ties for generations. It is difficult to imagine what it might be like to arrive in an unknown land with the intention of rebuilding a life far from one's country of origin. But it is relatively easy to imagine one of the challenges that many of these people had to face: learning a new language. What does it actually mean to learn a language? It's not only about memorizing the words and understanding the grammar, but also acquiring the corresponding sounds, what we call phonological properties, and the appropriate use of expressions for a specific communicative context, which we call the pragmatics of a language. So it's not enough to know just the lexical labels, i.e. the words, but we must also learn the sounds of the language and how to combine them, learn which syntactic constructions are correct and which are not, and know what speech register we should use depending on our listener. It is an enormous challenge to learn a foreign language, and when we try to learn it as adults, in many cases, it is only partially achievable. As adults, it is difficult for us to acquire sounds in a new language, and so we have a foreign accent. It is challenging for us to acquire syntactic structures and, for this reason, in many cases, we build sentences that contain grammatical errors, such as when, in English, someone says, "We swimmed," instead of "we swam." We may find it difficult to appreciate subtle aspects of meaning. This is why we sometimes use terms that are not appropriate for the communicative context, such as when we use swear words in situations in which they're not appropriate. Try to explain to someone in which contexts it is appropriate to use the different swear words in your language. It is easy to get confused and see relationships between words from different languages to our own when there are none. For instance, some might think the word embarazada, pregnant, in Spanish, means the same as embarrassed in English. And finally, as adults, it is difficult for us to coordinate all this information in a fluid way, and therefore we get stuck when, despite our good intentions, we try to hold a conversation in the other language in question. Yes, the challenge is enormous. However, things work differently when it comes to babies. We have all gone through this stage, and all of us learned a language.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?